Anansi the Spider-Man, a story from Ghana. There were no stories in the world. Nobody could tell any stories. Anansi, son of the sky god, did not know any stories. Anyame was Anansi's father. He had all the stories, but they were in a big box. Anyame had the key to his box, and he did not give the key to anyone. Anansi looked at the world, and he talked to his wife, Asho.
"The world is a very sad place," he said. "We need stories. With stories, children will laugh every day. You can change. You can be a spider and talk to your father," said Asho. "He has the stories. He must open his box."
Anansi changed into a spider, and he climbed up to the sky. He went to see his father, Anyame.
"Open your box, father," said Anansi. "Give the stories to the world."
Anyame laughed.
"You can't have something for nothing, my son. Bring me 3 things and you can have my box."
"What 3 things do you want?"
asked Anansi.
"I want the great snake Onini," said Anyame. "I want the Maboro hornets. And I want Oshebo the leopard. Bring me those things and you can have all the stories."
"I'll bring you those 3 things, said Anansi. "That's not a problem."
Anansi was a very intelligent spider, and his wife, Asho, was a very intelligent woman. They thought about a plan all night, and in the morning, they were ready. Anansi walked through the trees with a long stick. He was angry.
"She's very stupid," he shouted. "She's wrong, and I'm right."
Onini, the snake, was up in a tree, and he heard Anansi.
"Why are you angry?" he asked. "It's my stupid wife," said Anansi. "Onini is not a long snake," she says. "He's shorter than your stick, Anansi. But is she right?"
"Of course I am longer than your stick," said Onini.
He was angry now too. He came down from the tree and lay next to the stick. He was nearly as long as the stick.
"I can tie your tail to the stick with my web," said Anansi. "Then I can pull you. You'll get longer."
Anansi tied Onini's tail to the stick with his web.
"The stick is a little longer than you," said Anansi. "Tie my head to the stick with your web and pull again," said Onini.
Anansi tied the snake's head. Onini was now as long as the stick, but he could not move because of the web. Then Anansi carried Onini to his father.
"Good,"
said Anyame.
But there are two more things.
I know, said Anansi. I'll get the hornets now. Anansi found a gourd and put water in it. He went to the hornet's nest and poured water into it from his gourd. The hornets were very angry. They wanted to fight, but Anansi shouted, "It's raining! You must do something! Rain is not good for hornets!"
"What can we do?" asked the hornets. "Where can we go?"
"You can go into my gourd," said Anansi. "The rain can't come in there." The hornets flew into the gourd. Then Anansi made some more web, and he closed the gourd with it. The hornets were prisoners. Anansi carried the gourd and the hornets to his father.
"Here you are," he said. "The Mabora hornets."
"That's very good," said his father. "Now I have two things, but I wanted three things, and Oshebo the leopard will be difficult."
"That's not a problem," said Anansi. "I don't like easy jobs."
Anansi climbed down from the sky and went into the trees. Oshebo liked to hunt there. Anansi made a big hole in the ground and put some web over it. Then he put some leaves and sticks on the web. You could not see the hole. Anansi sat in a tree near the hole, and he waited for Oshebo. In the evening, Anansi heard a loud noise. Oshebo was in the hole.
"Help me!" shouted Oshebo.
"I can help you," said Anansi. "Wait a minute."
Anansi took a long green tree and pushed the top of the tree down into the hole. Then he took some web and gave it to Oshebo.
"Tie this web to the tree and to your tail," he said.
Oshebo took the web and tied his tail to the top of the tree. Then Anansi let go of the tree, and the leopard flew up into the sky. Inyame was in his home in the sky, and Oshebo stopped at his feet. Anansi watched Oshebo and then climbed up to the sky on his web. Inyame laughed. Then he went to his room and found his beautiful box. Inyame and Anansi listened to it, and they could hear noises inside. They were the noises of all the stories.
"Here you are," said Inyame. "You worked hard, and you can have my box of stories and the key."
Anansi took the box. Then he put this story about Anansi and the snake, the hornets and the leopard into the box with the others. He went home with the box and showed it to Asher. At home, Asher was very happy.
"We have the box," she said.
Anansi and Asher opened the box. All the stories came out and flew across the world. The children laughed at the stories. Their parents loved the stories too. Now the world was a happier place.
Penguin Readers, Mulan and Other Tales of Heroes, Level 2. Retold by Nick Bullard. Illustrated by Jia Liu, Poonam Mystery, Aviel Basil and Louise Warwick. Series Editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Neka Okoye and Sid Sagar. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2021.